Thanks for joining us here at Let's Talk in English. Are you ready to learn some English and have fun together? My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our new topic today is around town, and this lesson is called Go to the Drugstore. Go to the drugstore. So, what do people go to the drugstore for, Peter?
Well, when you're sick and you need some medicine, that's where you go, the drugstore. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Now it's time to look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Alex is sneezing a lot. He may have allergies. He will go to the drugstore and get some medicine. Jim is sick. His throat is sore. He also needs to get some medicine at the drugstore. Taylor's stomach hurts. She wants some stomach medicine. She doesn't want to throw up.
Uh-oh, it looks like some people at LTE TV are getting sick. That's no fun. It's awful to be sick.
You need to take care of yourself when you are sick. You should stay home. Don't go to the office when you're sick.
I know. I was a little surprised that Jim, Alex, and Taylor are at the office when they're sick. What if they make other people sick too?
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. That would not be good. Today, we are going to learn some English words you can use when you're not feeling well.
Yes, so let's get started. It's time to talk to our favorite word lady, Christina.
今天的主题是到药局去买药。Alex 一直在打喷嚏。He is sneezing a lot. 动词 sneeze 就是打喷嚏。他可能是过敏了，所以要去药局买药。药局、药房就是 drugstore。He will go to the drugstore and get some medicine. Jim 也要去买药，他觉得喉咙很痛。His throat is sore. Throat 是喉咙、咽喉。Taylor 是胃痛，我们的胃是 stomach. Taylor needs to get medicine for her stomach. 讲到胃痛可以用动词 hurt. Taylor's stomach hurts. 所以 hurt 可以表示感到疼痛。
You're really sneezing a lot, Alex. Are you getting sick?
I don't think so, Abby. I feel fine.
Do you have allergies?
I don't know. I didn't have allergies in Taiwan.
But the flowers and trees are different here. They may make you sneeze.
That's true. Maybe I'll go to the drugstore and get something for allergies.
Today is an around town lesson, but we can also learn a lot about health, too. Today, Alex is sneezing a lot.
Friends, do you know what a sneeze is?That's when you...
Whoa! Peter! Bless you! Friends, Peter just sneezed. I think now you know that key word better. Peter, I hope you aren't getting sick, too.
Me too, Katie. Thanks for saying bless you. Friends, that's a nice thing to say when someone sneezes. Just say bless you. When you are sick, that is not fun.And sometimes, you need to stay home when you're sick.
That's right. And Peter, please don't get sick. I need you here to help teach the show. And you all need to learn this phrase with Christina right now.
因为 Alex 一直打喷嚏，所以 Abby 问他是不是生病了。Are you getting sick? 我们来看一下这个动词 get 的用法。Get 在这里是用来表达变成、成为某种状态的意思，它的后面可以接形容词，所以 get sick 就是生病了。我们来看例子 ，Don't get wet， 不要弄湿了。 He wants to get rich quickly. 他想要很快地变有钱。I get tired easily. 我很容易累。再看一个。He gets hungry after exercise. 他运动后肚子饿了。这些都是 get 加上形容词的用法。
Oh, I hope I'm not getting sick. I feel fine. And I hope Alex is not getting sick either. He does not think he is getting sick, though.
Yeah, he says, I feel fine, just like you did. That's good. But right now, I feel like we should learn today's calendar phrase.
I feel fine.
I feel fine. 我觉得很好。
How do you feel, Grandpa?
I feel fine.
Do you feel sick?
No, I feel fine.
Do you feel tired?
No, I feel fine.
Do you have a headache?
No, I feel fine.
Good. Are you taking anything?
Yes, I'm taking naps.
Very funny.
I feel fine.
I feel fine. 我觉得很好。
Oh, sorry, Katie. Good. Alex feels fine, though. So why is he sneezing? Abby asks if he has allergies. When you are allergic to something, that will give you allergies.
Some people are allergic to dust or animals, and something that you are allergic to will make you sick or not feel well.
Sometimes people's allergies can make them feel really sick, so you have to stay away from whatever you are allergic to.
Exactly. Friends, are you allergic to anything? Alex didn't have allergies in Taiwan, so he doesn't know if it is allergies that are bothering him today.
But like Abby says, the flowers and trees are different here. So Alex might be allergic to the trees in America, but not the trees in Taiwan.
That's right. So he should go to the drugstore. He can buy some medicine at the drugstore. Allergy medicine will help him feel better.
That's right. So it looks like everyone will be okay. Let's learn more in Conversation B.
Hi, Jim. You don't look very good.
I don't feel very good. My throat is sore.
You're getting sick.
No, I'm already sick.
Are you taking anything?
No. I need to get some cold medicine at the drugstore.
Maybe you need to go home and rest.
I have too much to do here.
Work from home. Don't make us sick, too.
Oh, no. Is everyone getting sick at the station? Now we know that Jim is sick, too.
I know. At the beginning of Conversation B, Rob tells Jim he doesn't look very good. That wasn't so nice of him.
I know. It's not polite to tell someone they don't look good. But I think Rob said that because he was worried about him.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He does know that Jim wasn't feeling well. So, Rob tries to give Jim advice in this conversation, too.
Yeah. Remember, when you give someone advice, you try to tell them things to help them. So, Rob tells Jim maybe he should go home and rest.
When you're sick, rest is important. You should try to sleep a lot. Sleeping for a long time can make you feel better.
And Jim can work from home, too. That way, he doesn't have to go to the office. And that keeps everyone else from getting sick.
That's true. Rob said, don't make us sick, too. When you get sick, it's better to stay home and stay away from other people.
Yeah, if someone is sick, you can catch what they have if you are around that person too much.
So that's why working from home is a good idea. Jim can still finish his work, but he won't make anyone else sick.
Right. So what else can Jim do to feel better? He should get cold medicine from the drugstore. Now we know more things that you can buy at the drugstore.
Yeah. In conversation A, Alex wanted to buy allergy medicine at the drugstore. Now, Jim wants to buy some cold medicine from the drugstore, too.
So you can get lots of the things at the drugstore. It's convenient. Why does Jim need cold medicine? He's sick. His throat is sore.
And if his throat is sore, that means that it hurts. But let's learn about the word throat with Christina now.
Jim 说他的喉咙痛 My throat is sore 喉咙是 T-H-R-O-A-T Throat 这个 T-H 音后面接一个 R 的音实在不太好念是不是我们很多人有 T-H 音的恐惧症现在 T-H 后面又接了一个 R 的音这样子又更难了我们来练习一下吧念到 T-H 音的时候不要害羞舌尖要轻轻地放在上下两排牙齿之间来念念看 throat throat 现在我要念几个发音类似的字你不认识这个字也没关系我们重点是要练习它的发音请你一定要跟着我一起练习哦 throw throw through through three three threadThread, thrive, thrive. 有没有一起念呢？越念就会越顺越自然哦。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, now it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is an around town lesson. Alex and Jim both need to go to the drugstore and buy some medicine.
Alex needs allergy medicine, and Jim needs some cold medicine. He's already sick. He can work from home. All right, friends, let's learn more in the last conversation today.
Taylor, are you okay?
No, I'm not. My stomach really hurts.
That's not good. Are you going to throw up?
I hope not, but my stomach feels terrible.
Maybe you should go lie down.
Maybe I should. Do you have any stomach medicine?
I might.I'll look in my desk.
Thank you. I really don't want to throw up.
Uh-oh, Taylor's stomach hurts really bad. She doesn't want to throw up. Ew, I don't want to see that.
It's okay, Katie. I don't think we need to talk about throwing up. That's gross. Let's just talk about something different.
Okay, well, we know Taylor really, really doesn't feel well. Her stomach hurts. It feels terrible.
And when you say something feels terrible, it feels really, really bad. Have you ever had a terrible headache before?
Or have you had a terrible day before?That's the day where everything bad seems to happen.
Yeah, but Taylor's stomach feels terrible. What can she do? Susie tries to help her.
Susie says, maybe you should go lie down. Lying down is a good way to rest. That's a good idea. But let's practice that sentence a little more.
Maybe you should do something.Maybe you should practice an instrument. Maybe you should call your mother.
Maybe you should study some more. And maybe you should learn more about this sentence with Rebecca. Let's do that now. Here she is.
Hello, everyone. We have a very exciting grammar point today. Maybe you should verb. For example, maybe you should stay home and study. Or maybe you should talk to your dad. Great job. Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Maybe you can practice using this sentence more. You can try it at home.
But right now, we can keep learning about our lesson. We already know that if you have allergies, you should take allergy medicine. And if you have a cold, you can take some cold medicine.
So, if your stomach hurts, take some stomach medicine. That can help you feel better. That's what Taylor should do.
Yes, she should, and she should do it soon. She doesn't want to throw up, and I really, really don't want that to happen either. Stomach medicine will help her.
I think it'll be okay, Katie. The show is over now, and we can just review our keywords together. Friends, are you ready? Please say them with us now.
Here's the first keyword we learned today. Sneeze. Sneeze. I'm sick. I'm sneezing a lot.
Drugstore. Drugstore. Get some medicine at the drugstore.
Throat. Throat. Tim's throat is sore.
Stomach. Stomach. I can't eat. My stomach is full.
Hurt. Hurt. Sarah can't walk. Her foot hurts. Okay, everyone, those were all the keywords that we learned together today. You can practice using these words anytime that you're sick, but try to find other ways to use them as well. Right now, we'll continue the review and look back at today's conversations.
You're really sneezing a lot, Alex. Are you getting sick?
I don't think so, Abby. I feel fine.
Do you have allergies?
I don't know. I didn't have allergies in Taiwan.
But the flowers and trees are different here. They may make you sneeze.
That's true. Maybe I'll go to the drugstore and get something for allergies.
Hi, Jim. You don't look very good.
I don't feel very good. My throat is sore.
You're getting sick.
No, I'm already sick.
Are you taking anything?
No, I need to get some cold medicine at the drugstore.
Maybe you need to go home and rest.
I have too much to do here.
Work from home. Don't make us sick, too.
Taylor, are you okay?
No, I'm not. My stomach really hurts.
That's not good. Are you going to throw up?
I hope not, but my stomach feels terrible.
Maybe you should go lie down.
Maybe I should. Do you have any stomach medicine?
I might. I'll look in my desk.
Thank you. I really don't want to throw up.
Hello, Monkey Man!
Hi, Ginger.
I am Dr. Ginger. Are you feeling sick?
I don't think so. I feel fine.
How is your throat? Is it sore?
No, my throat feels fine.
Do you need cold medicine?
No, Ginger, I'm not sick.
How is your stomach? Does it hurt?
Oh, my stomach feels fine.
Are you going to throw up?
No, I'm not sick.
Then, Monkey Man, why are you sneezing?
Oh, I have allergies.
Exactly. Monkey Man, you have allergies.
Thank you, Dr. Ginger.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about drug stores. And here to answer our questions is my special guest, Fama C. Thanks for joining us today, Fama.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Rob.
Fama, you have an interesting job.
That's right, Rob. I work at a drugstore. People buy medicine from me, and I teach them how to take it.
That's an important job, Fama. We have a question today about medicine. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Today's question comes from Su Tsai of Hualien, Taiwan. Su writes, "My father is very sick. He takes many different kinds of medicine. What should I be careful of when I give him the medicine?"
That's a great question, Sue. Medicine is good. It can help us when we're sick. But we must take it the right way, or it can be dangerous.
Yes. How can we make sure we take medicine the right way?
First, all medicine comes with instructions. Follow the instructions when you take the medicine. Never take more medicine than you should.
That's good advice.
Also, when you come to the drugstore to get your medicine, make sure it's the right medicine.
That's important.
Yes. The people who work at the drugstore are very careful. But sometimes we make mistakes. So make sure your name is on the medicine you're taking home.
You don't want to take someone else's medicine.
That's right. Oh, and always remember to keep medicine away from children.
You don't want children to take the medicine by mistake.
That's right.
Thanks for the information, Fama. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for learning with us today, everyone. We learned some important things. If you're sick, you should go to the drugstore.
Yeah, you can buy the medicine you need there, and then you can feel better soon.
Have you ever had to buy medicine from the drugstore? You can talk to a friend about that right now.
Yes, it's important to practice what you learned here on the show. That way, it will help your English get way better.
As always, we're glad that you joined us for this English lesson. We want you to have fun while you're learning. And tomorrow, we'll have part two, so make sure you come back and join us.
Right. Until then, just keep practicing everything that you learned. So, it's now time to say goodbye. And we'll see you next time here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.